All right. Well, hello. My name is Scott Clark. I did a presentation earlier yesterday on using Pod CMS plugin to develop complex content types with relationships and very complex ways of showing the information and relating the data and formatting the data, saving the data, and manipulating the data. So I'm just going to show you my site real fast so you know how to contact me first, because this presentation has a whole lot of information on it. To pack into 5 minutes, it's very difficult. So contact me. You guys know my address. It's scottkclark.com. Let's continue the conversation. All right, so my presentation was going over the Pod CMS framework. The website is pods.uproot.us, and you can get to that from the wordpress.org directory. But here you have just a really simple site. We have extendability where you can share your pods and other information. But let's get into the thick of it. What is Pods? It's a CMS plugin. So what you can do with the CMS plugin is very simple, simple to understand at the very top level. So the top level is you want to list information, you want to list the detail of that information, and you want to be able to list that information in more than one place, definitely possible. Pods is almost infinitely extendable, just like WordPress is. It's a framework for a framework. So you're using PHP, you're using WordPress as your framework to have plugins, themes, whatever you want to do. And then what Pods does, it extends that even further. So now you can use the Pods CMS tool to develop your database, your content, and manage that content in an easy way. So what we have here is a community forums we built on a website. And it's a basic pod, just called a forum topic. And then we have forum replies as well as forums down here at the bottom. And that's very simple to understand because as you're looking at it, it just looks so simple because everything's just happening for you. But as you look at the URL, whenever you go to a page, we have a lot of different things going on here. For instance, on this topic, we have a new URL up here, and then at the top, we just opted to use IDs instead of the names of the posts, but we could do that here. But what it's important to understand that Pods doesn't store anything in WordPress tables for the WP post and WP post meta, but it doesn't mean that you can't use it within that. You can relate your pods to other types of posts, pages, media, comments, links, whatever you want to do. And there's a lot of things you can do with that, especially with using like display information, input helpers, pre-save and post-save helpers that help you modify the data before it's saved. Let me sort of give you a quick rundown saying, Pods is a very developer-friendly plugin. It's not really for a lot of the people that don't know much about development or PHP. So it may be difficult for you to understand. We have a user guide specifically made for that. If you have any questions, let us know. We have a forums. We have a chat room. We have email. You can definitely contact us with any of your questions. We're definitely very easy to contact. So it's me, Scott, or there's Matt Gibbs, who's also the developer. He's the lead developer who started the plugin. And everything you can do with Pods is limitless. If you ask me a question, I'll say yes. If I don't say yes, it'll be coming soon. So that's the thick of it, really. You have Pods for managing your data. I haven't had a chance to go into the back end, but I can assure you that it's very easy to use as a developer and very easy to manipulate and extend infinitely. So there's that part of the presentation, but I had a song prepared for you guys just to sort of get you into the mood of anything's possible. So I wrote it for WordCamp Dallas, and I performed it in June, but I modified it for the slightly smaller length of time I have for this slot. So let me sort of get set up real fast, and I'll play it for you.
Once I build a website that isn't a mess, I know lots of PHP, so simple isn't best. But I don't want to build it myself. Why look past what's already right? Give me a framework, please, and I'll finish tonight. Using WordPress as a CMS, there's everything that I could want. And where it doesn't, there's a plugin for it. There's not, I can make my own. Every tool has its own ups and downs. It's up to you to find what works. just as a CMS. Makes the most sense, in my opinion.
Thank you.